Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
A school bus driver in Pennsylvania has been fired after she posted some sign that has a lot of people talking. Here's what the sign said. It said, out of respect to English-only students, there will be no speaking Spanish on this bus.
Wow.
This investigation started. It's the Juniata, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, County School District in Pennsylvania. They started some investigation in February and ended up firing her. Listen to this woman. This is Diane Crawford. She's 66 years old.
I don't know what else to do. I get Medicare and Medicaid now and SNAP. I had to go on antidepressants because of this.
It's really sad, so. Obviously emotional. And her reasoning is because of something that was supposedly happening on the bus. She says really this was about trying to create a safe environment, not target any group. Listen.
I didn't know if he was bullying somebody, telling them to do something they shouldn't do. How do you keep control of your bus if you have no control?
Okay, so she was saying there was some bilingual student who rode the bus and had a history of targeting other students in Spanish. So she's saying, look, I'm not tolerating bullying in any language. I wasn't trying to be insensitive. I'm just trying to set some boundaries here, and we're not going to tolerate that.
But there must have been some incident. Was he the story? I read something about this, and the only thing I drew from it is that there were a group of Spanish-speaking kids on the bus who were the troublemakers, and she could never figure out what they were saying because they always hid it by speaking in Spanish. They could speak English, but they only spoke in Spanish on the bus just to get away with whatever it was they were trying to do. Now, I guess the answer would have been, why didn't you bring a upper-level manager on to see what was happening before you just randomly decided you were going to enforce board rules? Like, that's probably something the school board's going to have to decide if it's going to be English only on a school bus. I don't disagree with her frustration, just the way she went about it, maybe, right?
She could have done it better. Well, they're trying to claim it's discriminatory. But the Department of Justice is now investigating this whole thing because they're saying, you know, look, we're so tired of this DEI junk, and she was just trying to create order on the bus.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I support English as the language of the United States. That it should be the official language, and you should have to assimilate and speak English if you're in the United States, period. They should have done the same thing in Europe, and they wouldn't have some of the problems they have over there. But they've never forced anybody to assimilate. If you want to live here, fine. Speak English. Everybody speaks English.
Well, just some sign saying you have to speak English is not going to get... I don't know how old the kids are who ride or bus, but it's not going to convince kids who are already supposedly bullies to speak English.
Right.
They're not going to listen to that. In fact, if anything, it'll just fuel the flames, which is exactly what it did. What she really should have done, and maybe she did this, and it's just not part of the article that I've seen, is she should have gone to the school district and said, look, these are the kids who are consistently causing issues on the bus, and they're bullying other students. I need your help controlling them. What would a school district do in that case? Because it's easy for the school districts to handle the kids in the classroom. They send them to the principal's office, or eventually they suspend them if they have enough incidents or expel them. But when it's on the bus, what is the bus driver supposed to do? What can they do? What actions can they take? They're not going to send a school administrator to ride the bus with them.
They can't do anything more than the classroom teachers could do these days.
I think they could do less.
And probably less, but the result is the same. These school administrators are weak. They're weak-kneed. They don't want to have to enforce any rules, so they do stupid things like zero tolerance policies, which don't fix the problem. If a bully is bullying someone and they get in a fight, then they go to the office, they both get suspended because they have a zero tolerance policy. Instead of saying, the bully is the one responsible for this, you're out. And letting the other kid, what you should say to the other kid is, thank you for punching that bully in the nose. Hopefully you've taught him a life lesson. But we got away from that about 35 or 40 mm-hmm. years ago, and there's no going backwards. So now there's zero discipline in the classroom. There's even less discipline on these school buses, and I don't blame this poor woman for getting frustrated. I think she handled it probably not the way she should have, but I don't think she deserved to be fired for it. Maybe they make her apologize and then put a monitor on the bus who speaks Spanish to figure out what these little punks were up to, and then kick them off the bus mm-hmm. and let them figure out their own way to school.
That's it. I bet
they should be punished, not her.
I bet a lot of the bullying happens on school buses because it is harder to control. You have one driver who's rightfully distracted because they're trying to drive the bus safely.
Yes.
So they can't stop the bus and be like, hey, I'm going to go back there. I highly doubt that happens. So they know these kids, these punks, know they can get away with it.
I would last as a bus driver about one day. Can I just
totally
tell you that?
Believe that?
When we were little, I remember this clear as day. When we were in grade school, our bus driver, we thought was a mean old lady, but looking back, she was awesome.
Yeah,
she would yell at us and say, "I'm pulling this bus over, and I'm going to sit here until you guys."
Did she ever?
And she did.
Really?
And she's like, "I don't care if you're 2 hours late home."
See, but wouldn't that? So
and
that's
now they'll get in trouble for
I was going to say
she gets sued.
But
over that.
They should do that.
Yeah, she would just sit there until we all sat down, and like we were like, "Whoa!"
But here's the other thing: a lot of the if you're a victim of this bullying, what happens is the kid is understandably upset, and then the parent feels like they then have to go out of their way to drive their kid to school because they don't want their kid bullied on the bus, and the school district's probably not doing much about it. I would really like to know about a case here in the St. Louis area where there's been consistent bullying on the school bus and they actually did something and it was effective.
Well, maybe we could open up the text line 314-241-9797. Maybe you've got an experience like that. My experience is that the schools have basically given up on enforcing anything discipline-wise. They don't want to have to deal with it, and the kids aren't getting it at home anymore. I mean, what's happened in the last 30 years? I'm sorry, I don't want to be the old guy yelling, get off my lawn. But when I was in middle school, which would have been in the mid-70s, I was taken into the assistant principal's office and paddled with a wooden paddle.
That went up to the 80s.
And by 1988, so 10 years after that, I went back to that same school as a substitute teacher to make a little extra money in the same school. And I told some kid to lower his voice, and the little punk laid down on the floor and kept talking. And I went over and physically lifted him up off the ground and sat him back down in his chair.
Was that your last day ever substituting?
I got called back to the principal's office and told, don't ever put your hand on one of my kids again, because if he gets a bruise, his parents will sue the school district.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's a punk, and he needs to be bent over that table and paddled like you did to me here in this same school 10 years ago.
So were there just
when you learn a little respect.
So back in the 80s, were there just no lawsuits?
I don't know.
Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know.
I think parents liked it.
Because they probably knew that that would then lead to better behavior.
Well, they
at
weren't
home.
Disciplining you. Yeah.
They weren't.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, my parents disciplined me. But
sure.
If we got whooped at school, they're like, well, you get it.
Used
that's what
be,
you get.
Whatever, mm-hmm. When you get home, it's going to be worse.
But
right. That ended
heard.
A long time ago, too. So these punks, these bullies, know they're not going to get in trouble no matter what they do. They're basically untouchable.
My daughter has told me what, because she rides the bus, mm-hmm. and the stuff those kids say on there.
Oh, I'm sure.
A grown man
bullying?
Blush. No. Just
inappropriate?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
This is like,
I believe that. This is nothing, but I remember there was some bullying happening on the bus when I would ride it, I think back in middle school, and they would ask this girl, what's a bouquet? This sounds so dumb. What's a bouquet? And she'd say, a bunch of flowers. And then they'd say, what's a bunch of flowers? A bouquet. And it would go on and on and on. They'd ask her 50 times in a row, and I think she had some, you know, maybe she was on the spectrum. And it was just so sad because they would just laugh and laugh and laugh at her. Okay, we do have some texts coming in on our text lines. One person says, upper management wouldn't do anything to the Spanish-speaking kids. Somebody
Nothing.
Else suggested audio-visual cameras on buses. So I actually don't think that's a
there
bad idea. The question would
cameras
be,
I was to say, there used to always be cameras.
The problem is, would it be the bus driver then who would report, hey, there's an ongoing issue with these students? Can you watch the video?
Sure.
And then you punish them after?
Or they used to have somebody get on the bus and ride the route with the school bus
but
driver.
They don't have enough staff for that is
I'm
the problem.
Sure
they would say it's
excuse.
A lack of funding and you're not willing to give us more tax dollars. And if you were willing to give us more tax dollars, then we would happily do that.
No offense, but what some of those bus drivers are making, I wouldn't care what those kids are doing either, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
true.
You from A to B.
Safely.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone else
for
says,
my $15 an hour that they're making.
The buses should be video and audio monitored. What were the students saying? Discipline if necessary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Very.
Well, maybe that lady can go get a job at McDonald's. Aren't they paying $18 or $19 an hour now? It's crazy.
Well, I mean, Fox didn't have enough bus drivers.
But right.
They just couldn't hire them.
Well, it's a consistent problem in many school districts, yeah. Right? I always see signs up trying to hire bus drivers.
Yeah, I'm with Mark on here. Homeschooling is the only option. It's certainly an option. It's also intimidating. And if you don't have a parent who can stay home and do it, how do you pull it off successfully? Everybody works two jobs these days, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, both parents work, I should say. So that's a tough call too. It's a no easy answer, but I hate to see that lady lost her job over that. That's just a shame. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. And we got Ryan Schmelz on the other side of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on. Rand Paul, love him or hate him, releases something called a Festivus report every year on, like, overspending. Well, last year was pre-Doge. It'll be interesting to see what he's come up with this year. We'll get to all that and more straight ahead.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.